Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I had a chance to glimpse into the future this past week. I attended the Custer County 4-H Speech Contest and watched three of my grandchildren participate. And later in the week, I was part of a Poetry Week event along with the elementary students at Sargent Public Schools. I was a little disappointed that there weren't more participants in the speech contest, but the ones who did participate will definitely be rewarded in the future by taking advantage of an opportunity to stand up and speak in front of a group. I have to commend Custer County 4-H Director Colleen for including the Novice Division, a group that had the largest number of participants, ages 8 and 9. Custer County being the only county in Nebraska to include this group in the county competition. I would also like to give a shout out to the local sponsors of the medals, ribbons, and cash awards that are a pretty exciting enticer to a young person. At the Sargent Schools event, grades kindergarten through 6 dressed up in their best cowboy duds and shared poetry in some form, with the 6th graders learning about haikus, limericks, and another form I'm not familiar with. I should have been taking notes. It was really fun to see the 4th and 5th graders go to the front of the classroom, swing their leg over a saddle, and share poetry from the writings of my friend Don Shada and the grand master of cowboy poetry, the late Baxter Black. Hearing the words of poets that I appreciate so much out of the mouths of young people was both entertaining and encouraging. The school librarian had expanded the cover of my book that had been in the Sargent Library since 1999 and used it as a poster for my part of the program. It's a nice feeling to think that the poetry I have bought into and have a passion for, as one parent summed up my presentation, will be accessible to others long after my abilities to present have passed. I guess that's why poets write books. This morning I'd like to share a Badger Clark poem from his book, Sun and Saddle Leather, A Cowboy's Prayer, written for Mother. Oh Lord, I've never lived where churches grow. I love creation better as it stood. That day you finished it so long ago and looked upon your work and called it good. I know that others find you in the light that's sifted down through tinted window panes, and yet I feel you near tonight in this dim, quiet starlight on the plains. I thank you, Lord, that I am placed so well, that you have made my freedom so complete, that I'm no slave to whistle, clock, or bell, nor weak-eyed prisoner of wall and street. Just let me live my life as I've begun, and give me work that's open to the sky. Make me a partner of the wind and sun, and I won't ask for a life that's soft or high. Let me be easy on the man that's down. Let me be square and generous with all. I'm careless sometimes, Lord, when I'm in town, but never let him say I'm mean or small. Make me as big and open as the plains, as honest as the hoss between my knees, clean as the wind that blows behind the reins, free as the hawk that circles down the breeze. Forgive me, Lord, sometimes when I forget. You know about the reasons that are hid. You understand the things that gall and fret. You know me better than my mother did. Just keep an eye on all that's done and said, and write me sometimes when I turn aside, and guide me on the long dim trail ahead that stretches upwards toward the Great Divide. Badger Clark, A Cowboy's Prayer. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. I'd like to remind you of an upcoming event where you have an opportunity to delve deeper into the world of cowboy poetry. Old West Days in Valentine, Nebraska is quickly approaching. This is the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering, and it's coming up in just a few weeks. Please join me in Valentine, Nebraska, April 26th and 27th, and enjoy some of the best Western entertainers in the country at Old West Days. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today, that He is raining on your place, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.